Only a few more days till they run and open and get excited. You know, for some reason, this holiday, it kind of takes me back to home. You know, mother-in-law is in town, and we kind of have all her Christmas decorations, so we put up more decorations than we ever did. And it keeps reminding me more and more like home. You know, when I was growing up, we didn't put the lights outside, we put the lights inside, because we thought we want the festivity. We wanted to know and we wanted to see it every day. When you're inside, you don't see those lights hanging up outside. Those are the people driving by. So we used to have lights. We didn't do that at my house this year, but we would have lights string up in the all around the corners of the house, and then it would make an X in the middle, and we'll change the bulbs, different color in the house. And it was just, you could sense and feel there was a difference in what was going on because of all the preparation. In fact, we prepare more for Christmas than we did, than I see you guys prepare for Thanksgiving. You know, so we didn't have Thanksgiving, but I mean, our Christmas was it. You could smell the food cooking. I mean, that ham would go in the oven early in the morning. So when we wake up, we are smelling ham, and you could smell the spices, because the reason you could smell the spices, we didn't buy a ready-made ham. My grandmother was prepping this ham a month ahead of time, sticking it with all these cloves and all this stuff and doing whatever she does to get it ready to put in the oven. You could smell the bread, and you could smell the cake, and man, you know it was special. I wonder when the angels appeared to the shepherds if they realized and felt that specialness in the air. So I hope that you all are going to have a great and blessed Christmas. But we still have church. Amen. I'm not sending you home. Now the kids can go next door and learn more about who Christ is. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The kids did a wonderful job last night. I mean, a wonderful job. Friday night, I was laughing, seeing Judah just pull around that chair to stand in it to be the angel. It was funny. I mean, just funny. And I just thank Deshaun and Nikki and Eva for really working with those kids and getting them ready for that program, because it was a joy. It was a joy. Praise the Lord. Last year we met on New Year's Eve, and I would like us to do that again. So think about it. If you're in town, come out, bring out your little finger foods. I'm saying it now because I don't want to forget at the end. Bring your finger foods and let us celebrate the beginning of a new year. We did it here last year. I'm up to your suggestion. I think it's easier for you guys here because you don't have far to go. I'll be the only one that have to travel. What a shame. All right. Amen. Amen. The Lord is going to fix that. If you have your Bibles with you, you can find Matthew chapter 16. Matthew chapter 16. Matthew chapter 16. I have a question for you, and this is the time of the year that you should know the answer, and I hope all of you know the answer. But I would ask you a question, just as Jesus asked his disciples, he says, who do people say that I am? Who do people say that I am? Matthew chapter 16 and verse 30. Now when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, who do people say that the Son of Man is? And some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and other Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. He said to them, "But who do you say I am?" There's another question for you. What does people say, and what do you say? Simon Peter replied, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered him, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Then he strictly charged the disciples to tell no one that he was the Christ. What do people say, or who do people say Jesus is? I know if you go around today and you ask a lot of people, this is a good time to ask them just to see what people think. If I were you guys, which I am, I would use this opportunity, this blessed season. We have about what? 4 or 5 more days? I don't know. I can't count. We have a few days. That's a good sentence right there. Before Christmas. And some of you are going to be in town. You're going to be in lines. You're going to be purchasing stuff. And this is a good question you could ask people, because everybody wants to celebrate the birth of Christ. So you need to find out and see if you could get an opportunity to tell them who he really is. Here is a question you should ask them. Who is Jesus Christ? Well, these are some of the answers. A great man. In fact, I love the internet. You just need to go type it in. What are people saying, or who does people say Jesus is? And he's a great man. Some people say he was a prophet. Others said he was a moral teacher. You know, Larry King was asked a question. Larry King was once asked who he would most want to interview, and if he would choose anyone from all history, who it will be. He said it will be Jesus Christ. He said that the question he would like to ask him was, I would like to ask him if he was indeed virgin birth. So Larry King wants to know who Jesus Christ is. He's not so sure. Hear what Oprah says. Hope I said her name correctly, and if I say it wrong, that's okay too. She said, there couldn't possibly just be one way. What about Jesus? Does God care about your heart, or does God care about if you call his son Jesus? See what she's saying here? You could call whoever you want Jesus. Here's what Malcolm X said. All white people who have studied history and geography know that Jesus was a black man. Only the poor, brainwashed American Negroes has been made to believe that Christ was white, to maneuver him into worshiping a white man. So you see how diverse it is when you ask, who is Jesus Christ? I guarantee you, if you go out this week, and I challenge you, just ask one person, who is Jesus? Some of you will get a good response, but some of you will get a different response. In fact, when I was growing up, I asked a guy one time, I know I told him I was a Christian, and he said to me, that's just a crutch. We all need something to believe in. And guess what? We use Jesus as something to believe in, because we all need to believe in something. But who is Jesus Christ? Guess what? The disciples were asked the same question. I bet you some of you this morning thought, why is he asking me this question? He should know I've been saved, I've been redeemed, I've been washed by the blood of the Lamb, I've been baptized, I've been filled with the Holy Ghost, I've got it, I've been there, I've done that. Why is he asking me this question? Are you better than the disciples? Disciples was with Jesus. The disciples saw miracles firsthand. But yet, Jesus asked them, who do you say I am? That's what he asked them. And what was the response? Simon Peter replied, verse 16, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Two things he said. You are the Christ, the anointed one. Did that come just from Peter? Did that just come out of the blues? This is what he says. Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 3. Therefore, I want you to understand that no if you are a child of God, you should have had the right answer this morning of who Jesus is. He is the Christ, the anointed one. Jesus walked into the temple. He picked up the scroll. And in Luke 4 verse 18, it reads, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captive and recovery of sight to the blind. To set at liberty. That came from, he was quoting from Isaiah chapter 61. It has more. He has taken. The other thing he said, not only that he's the Christ, he's the Son of the living God. Now, I haven't researched the Jehovah's Witness in a while, but you know, they don't see Jesus as the Son of the living God. Why did he say Son of the living God? That's a unique statement, because there is people who are... In Matthew chapter 3 and verse 17, it says, and behold, a voice from heaven said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. This is after Jesus was baptized. And then, later on, when he was at the Mount and the mountains, in Matthew chapter 17 and verse 5, he says, He was still speaking when, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed him, and a voice from the cloud said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." Jesus is the Son of the living God. Well, I want Oprah to know this morning that Jesus is the only way. John chapter 14 and verse 6 says, Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No." In John chapter 6 and verse 35, we know that Jesus is the bread of life. Jesus said to them, "I am." In John chapter 10, Jesus is the good shepherd. "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd laid down his life for the sheep." I want you to know, I was a bad shepherd. I had sheep. But I tell you this, if they run out in the road and a car coming, I wasn't laying down my life for them. I was letting whatever came by give them a good hit. Then I was going to cut their throat and have some sheep. But Jesus is a good shepherd. I don't know about you. Did you read the Bible? It talks about David. David said the lion came, he took care of it. The bear came, he took care. You know what? There is something about Jesus that is unique. Even while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. The good shepherd lived. That's who Jesus is. In John chapter 11 and verse 25, Jesus is the resurrection. And Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whosoever believe in me, though." So I just letting you guys know, I want celebration. And this is what he says. "Whoever believes in me, though he die, he shall live." Who is Jesus? Jesus is everything. I'm telling you this morning, without Jesus, I'm pretty sure I wouldn't be here this morning. I am convinced that if it wasn't for Jesus, I'd been dead and gone a long time ago. Even before I was even saved, God had a plan for my life. And how I know this? Because flesh and blood has not revealed it to me, but it was revealed by the Father. The only way we know these things is because there has been a redemptive work done in our hearts. You know, some of you here wasn't here last night, and I told you guys about my incident with Jill. And going to get some food at McDonald's. Ordered the chicken sandwich. And we pick it up at the window and traveling home. Jill opened the sandwich and there was no chicken. Zero chicken. How can you have a chicken sandwich without the chicken? Guess what? You cannot have Christmas without Christ. It is not Christmas if Christ is not part of it. My desire that none of us here this morning would leave this building without Christ. See, sometimes we believe, you look at folks, they know how to worship. You look at folks and they know how to quote the scriptures. Sometimes they could do it better than the pastor can. You look at them and they have the best behavior. When I say best behavior, you look at the outside and they're looking good. But there's a day that coming and God says this, I will say, depart from me. I do not know you. And they say, wait a minute, Lord. Wait. That can't be true. I cast out demons in your name. How can that be true? I used your name and I cast out demons. Let me tell you, that is not a guarantee that you will be part of the resurrected Christ. Because it's not about what you do, it's about your heart. And only Christ that can transform your heart. And when he transforms your heart, this is what John 15:5 says. I am the vine. You are the branches. Whosoever abides in me and I in him, he is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. That's who Jesus is. Jesus is the one who produces something in you so that he can be glorified. Here's my question. Is Jesus the fruit bearer in your life? Listen carefully what the scriptures say. He who abides in me and I in him, he is that bears much fruit. And apart from me, you can do nothing. Now I'll ask you the question again. Who do you say Jesus is? Forget about those who has their idea of who Jesus is. But let's bring it personal. That's what Jesus says. Okay, you have told me what they are saying. Let's bring it personal. What do you believe? I hope this morning that you all believe that he is the Christ, the Son of the living God. He is the only way to the Father. He is the good shepherd. He's the vine. Here's one more. He's the light of the world. John 8 and verse 12. Again, Jesus spoke to them saying, I am the light of the world. Whosoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Whosoever follows me will have the light of life. I am the light of the world. That's what Jesus is. But he's not the light just to give you light. He's the light so that you follow the light. Because when you follow the light, you shall not walk in darkness. I pray that this Christmas, I'm going to give you guys some instructions for Christmas. Now, I understand. I truly understand. Jesus wasn't born on December 25th. I know that. I know that for sure. Nobody really actually know the specific date. Now, there's research that gets pretty close, but they still cannot give you the specific date. So I'm not saying this is the day that Christ was born, but this is what I'm... Before you all, before the kids run and open all those presents, spend some time, open up the Word of God, and let them know who Christ is. Let them understand that even though they are receiving gifts, the best gift at all was given over 2,000 years ago. And let them know that gift was not purchased by the parents. And Santa Claus didn't come down the chimney and deliver it. This was a gift given from a mighty God who loved us while we were yet naughty and not nice. So that they will understand that Christmas is not just about getting gifts under a tree. For us who believe, Christmas is about a Savior who came over 2,000 years ago, gave his life so that we could have life. I'm encouraging you because we sometimes seem to get away from what we need to focus on. And I'm asking you all this Christmas morning that to take some time and focus on who Christ is. Make it a tradition. Simon Peter replied, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Father, we just want to thank you this morning.